good morning. Welcome to the final edition of the Gunsmith Show here on US 103.1 for 2024.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for clarifying.
We'll come back.
I thought he was kicking me out the door.
No, we'll come back in 2025.
You lose your parking spot, John. You no longer work here.
I need your fob. I need your badge.
Believe it or not.
Clean your desk out. He still has a desk here.
I just referred to this as work.
Yeah.
It's not really work.
It's not really work.
It's play.
It's coming in and talking about something you love.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be like... I could probably do a show on cookies. I do love cookies.
I love cookies, too.
Yeah, but I got to stop loving cookies. Yeah,
movies. We love movies.
See, guns don't hurt me, believe it or not. They don't, every now and then I pinch my finger in an action.
Yeah.
Something like that. But it is the Gunsmith Show, though. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Hope you had a lovely Christmas. Yes. Fantastic Christmas. Boy, we did. We just had a great time with the family and our grandson.
Oh, gosh. I have grandson envy. I've got grand puppies, but that's all I have so far. Yeah. So
You'll get yours.
But eventually. Yep, eventually.
No, it was lovely. I hope you had a fantastic Christmas. New Year's on the horizon.
Yes.
And but we've got lots to talk about. We want to thank our sponsors, too, John.
Yeah, and if it wasn't for the sponsors, we wouldn't be here. I know you get tired of listening to radio and hearing ads and stuff, but... hey, they keep us on the air, and we get to come talk to you about guns every week, and we appreciate them. The good folks at Tri-County Roofing, Tim and his whole team, we have so much fun with Tim because he's such a goof. But, man, is he good at roofs, we're very, very thankful he's there. And I love to get out to the range with him and his family. Him, his son, he's got two daughters. His son and his wife, they all shoot. I even take his mother-in-law and father-in-law to the range.
Oh.
Yeah, so we have a lot of fun. And they're all shooters. Everybody's getting up there. Where everybody eventually, if you're lucky enough, you get to grow gray hair, and me included. And as you get older, I look back on those times at the range, and I giggle and laugh, and the funny stuff that's happened, and surprising moments when people do a really, really good job. Like one time we were at a private range and we saw a great big spider start walking across out in the grass. And then it became a competition. And one of the young guys, he was like 17 at the time, got the spider with one shot. Just perfect. And it was a long ways away. It was a good shot. But it was a giant garden spider. You know what I mean? Oh, but it was like those little marksman things, that are cool. And another time we were shooting at the range and there was we were shooting at a gravel pit way up north and up by Secord Lake and a big gravel pit. And there was rocks at like 150 yards out. And I had a 38 Special snub nose revolver and everybody was laughing at me, especially my son, Jake. And I said, I bet I can hit that rock. And he goes, wait, there's a cinder block right there. See if you can shoot that cinder block, sharpshooter. Dan, I looked at the range. I knew what the drop was on my 38. I raised up. I was about 4 feet high, pulled the trigger out of that little snub nose 38, and smack, the bullet hit that cinder block just perfect. I looked at him. He goes, can't do it twice. Well, of course, that's the challenge. I did it twice in a row.
Wow.
Oh, I loved it.
Yeah.
One of those dad moments that was just like, yep. But
that's how it's done, son.
It's fun taking kids out. One of my good friends, we took his son out shooting for the very first time, shooting trap.
Mm-hmm.
No, skeet. We were shooting skeet. And the dad was kind of, he's a nice guy. And I love him. But his son, I just felt for him. It's like, come on, buddy. His name's Joe. I said, Joe, come on. You got to get this shot. Showed him just what to do. Walked him through it like three times, moving his arms. If you could see me right now, I'm moving my arms like a skeet, watching the clay shoot. And goes up, bam, dust. Perfect, like perfect shot. Joe, perfect. Let's do it again. Next shot, dust. Next shot, dust. He shot five in a row at that station. Had it down pat. That kid hasn't stopped smiling since. Now he's in college. He's in law school or something now. This is years ago. And every year I wish him happy birthday and I call him Shooter, you know, so I know he smiles when he reads
yeah,
it, you know, so
remember
good
that.
Things. But other sponsors, Diamond Gyms, Tim and his crew at Diamond Gyms, thank you so much for sponsoring our show. Good memories around Tim are, I walked up to him at church a couple weeks ago and, just a great guy. He was there with his wife and his wife just got her knees fixed and stuff. And she's doing really good. They look great. They're sitting in church, big smile on their face. And I walked over and I got a chance to shake their hands and say hi to them in church. And it's always a nice feeling, you know, goes back to that cliff thing, you know, when you walk into the bar and just happy to see them. And that's the kind of relationship we have with them because they are such good people.
Right.
And I'm sure I will sneak Tim. First, I think we're going to go to a smorgasbord or a Knights of Columbus dinner together, but we're going to get him to the range too. So we're going to get him out
good,
shooting.
Good.
So he needs to. And but Diamond Gyms, we're so thankful to have you as a sponsor. And of course, our good friends out at Williams Gunsight, Brian and the whole team. It starts with Tom. Tom and I buddied up about, we've been friends for a long, long time, about 20 years ago, I guess. And but in the past 13, 14, 15 years, we've really got close and very supportive of our foundation, Tommy's Heart. And
boy, that's a great thought, too, here. End of the year, if you're looking
yeah,
at
if you
making
do
a,
some giving,
a donation.
Go
for
to tommysheart.org and check it out. I just installed my 70th defibrillator, an AED, an automatic external defibrillator, last week at a school down in Brighton. And I've got 28 on order and 4 more left in my office that are going out. And I've got like 9 to put in before January 15th. So I've got I need a choppa. I'm going to be all over the state putting defibrillators in. And AED
hyper
dummies.
Local, focused on saving kids' yeah. lives right here in Michigan.
We're going to be doing a whole bunch in the thumb. We have got competing hospitals right now. We have 2 different hospital networks that want heart screenings in the thumb.
Yeah.
And
nice.
They are going to be truly competing. So it's become like, uh-oh, you know, to go from 0 to 100 that fast, it's going really good. But we will get more heart screenings going. If you want to know more, go to tommysheart.org. Check it out. But we'll always try to give you updates here on this show. But it is the Gunsmith Show. We like to talk about guns on the show. And
it's nice to point out, too, you know, and all these people, like you say, I mean, it's not just as sponsors of the show. Williams, of course, been sponsoring the show since day one.
Oh, yeah. And as soon as we put the foundation together, they wrote me the first check I ever got for the foundation.
Nice.
And it was big. Yeah. I was like, wow. And they're all from the medical field. So mm-hmm. that's the important part. They're a Hurley family. Mm-hmm. And we were partnered with Hurley at the time. And but now we're away from Hurley. We still love them and we work with them on a regular basis. But we go all over the state
yep.
and do great things all over the place. So,
and it's the you hear these cases and they're tragic where you've got people in young
it happens
kids
every day
and
every day.
just reaching maturity.
Yeah,
and something happens on yep. the field or on the court.
Yep,
and they go down and it's tragic when that happens.
Yep.
And it's preventable. It's something
yep.
if you screen for it, you can
yep.
find these problems before they take a life. And that's what yep. Tommy's
yep.
Heart's all
that's
about.
That's how we lost our son. It was
yep.
exactly like that. So. And we've got a lot of wins in our column from
yeah.
what we've done over the $8 million or almost $8 million for the heart screenings we've done in the past 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, in the 70 defibrillators. Now we're going to be busting 100 before the end of February. I think we'll be over 100 out as long as we can get them
placed.
There's
yeah.
a little bit of a shortage of them
yeah.
right now, but Michigan has got some really good laws in place now that's making a big, big difference. So,
nice.
But on this show today, we want to say thanks. And end of the year show, we'll be back in new year, of course, with more. We're going to start to wrap this up here. But we got, I want you to know, Williams Gunsight will be closed on Wednesday, on New Year's Day. And they're going to close about 3 o'clock. On Tuesday, New Year's Eve. So plan for it. If you need ammunition or guns, go get them now.
Yeah.
you know, and it's a day that ends in Y.
There you go.
There's always a need.
Can always use them.
Always a need. So, come on out. And if you see me out there, if you see a guy walking around with a Gunsmith Show shirt on, tap me on the shoulder and say hi. I'll be glad to chat with you about guns. I'm always open for a good discussion on guns. So
that is true. Or a lot of other things, too.
I tend to talk about whatever's in front of me. So as long as it's not a smorgasbord, I'm in good shape. So
keep it right here. Listen, we've got we spent some time with Eric from Williams Gun Sight.
Yes.
He is a wealth of knowledge. You're going to enjoy these other segments coming up from a previous show. Hope you have a fantastic new year, and thanks so much for tuning in to the Gunsmith Show. John, thank you for what you do.
Bet.
Really glad to have you here. Dan, Saturday mornings, 8 to 9 on US 103.
You do a lot more than just push the buttons, buddy. You're a good friend and a true friend of the foundation, too, as well. So thanks for always being there for us and helping to keep our light bright.
Thank you, sir. You're welcome. Keep it right here. Gunsmith Show. More coming up right after this.